Regan with Nesting Those Realty, powered by eXp Realty here in Asheville, North Carolina, where my team and I are helping dozens of people relocate to the Asheville area. Living in Asheville podcast, just like my YouTube channel, is all about living, breathing, going to school, having babies, different neighborhoods, different parts of town, different towns around Asheville, everything you need to know about living and moving to the Asheville area. If you need help relocating to Asheville, North Carolina, reach out to me and my team. Our contact information is down in the description. Everyone in Asheville knows that most of the people who are moving to the area from out of state are moving from Florida. And it seems like half of these people are moving here and live here 100% of the time. And then the other half have vacation homes here in the mountains. And they live here either part time or maybe half of the year, or maybe a few weeks or few months out of the year, or they come and go and come and visit. And so they're not here 100% of the time. So that's one distinction. The second distinction is that there are two types of people from Florida who are coming and moving to the Asheville area. There are true Floridians, you know, they lived in Florida their whole life and now they want something different and they come into the mountains. And there are also halfbacks, and that's what we call here people who are not originally Floridians. They might have lived up north all their life, somewhere like New York, Washington, somewhere where it's really, really cold. And then they were tired of that. And then they decided, that's enough. We're retiring. We want to have some warmer days in our lives. And they decided to move to Florida. Complete 180 degree move, right? From up north all the way down to south. And then they lived in Florida for a few years and they're like, that's a little too much. We need something in the middle. And so they choose Asheville is that as that middle point, and they come here and we call them halfbacks. And no matter the resident status, whether it's part-time or full-time, or the original residence, whether they lived somewhere previously or they're coming straight from Florida after living there all their life, there's a common thread and common reasons why people are moving from Florida to Asheville. And reason number one is weather. Weather here in the mountains is very, very mild. While we do have four distinct seasons, we do not have extreme temperatures. Summers are very mild. You do not have extreme heat or extreme humidity like you do in Florida. In fact, summer times are our favorite times to sit on the back deck or sit on the patio at a restaurant in the evening and have a nice meal. I know it's nearly impossible, at least for us, visiting Florida in summertime, which, you know, we don't really do because it's just too much. Here, it is comfortable summertime to sit on the back deck, to sit on your porch and enjoy your meal, and you're not gonna be dying of heat or humidity. Winters in Asheville are gonna be much colder. In fact, one of the things that a lot of my clients, or some of my clients from Florida who come here, they notice that we have coat closets here in the houses because you're gonna need a coat. You're gonna need a warm jacket when you come in here, when you move in here. Winter temperatures can range anywhere from 10 degrees, 20 degrees, low 30 degrees at nights. And it warms up to 50, sometimes even 60 degrees during the day. We do have some colder spells in January or February when it drops down and stays like in the 30s, maybe 40s for a week or two. And that's about it. We also have snow days. Not a lot, not as much as we, or not as many as we used to. A few years back when we first moved here, there was a lot more snow. We had some good snow days. These days, maybe, you know, a couple inches, an inch. I think this winter we didn't even get an inch of snow, which was very disappointing. We do have snow occasionally, and when that happens, everything shuts down. Be prepared when it snows here, or when they're just calling for snow, the schools to be shut down. You're gonna have to pick up your kids from schools, from daycares. Everything will be closing. Everyone will be rushing to grocery stores to get their milk and bread, to make all their milk and bread sandwiches apparently, and everything will be shut down.
But even when it snows here in the mountains, and even when we used to have a lot of snow, and I'm talking about maybe a foot, maybe two of snow, not at a time, but you know, over like a few days, it melts within, I want to say, 24 to 48 hours. So it doesn't stay on the ground for too long. Again, the weather here goes up and down in winter time, and it doesn't usually stay below freezing when the snow will stay on the ground for too long. Spring and fall last longer than what I heard from other people in Florida. It's a longer season, and there's also milder seasons. You know, look, this is April, this is the beginning of April, and we had some flurries this morning. I had to pull my winter clothes that I actually put up in the winter clothes bin out of sight, out of mind, because I was so excited. We had 85 degree weather just 2 days ago and now we're back to freezing temperatures. They're calling for freezing temperatures tonight. So it's gonna be much cooler and much milder, and all those beautiful seasons like fall and spring last a lot longer. And what you can expect here during those seasons is just beauty galore. In springtime, everything is blooming. Look, my red bud is blooming, and this is my absolute favorite tree in the mountains. My irises are blooming, and there's a bunch of other stuff blooming, and it is so gorgeous here. In the fall, it's of course leaf season. A lot of leaf lookers are coming to look at some leaves. And you know, for us it's no big deal, but a lot of people come in here to look at the leaf season, during the leaf season, at all the leaves that are changing colors, and it is gorgeous in here. Climate is another reason, and I feel like climate and weather kind of go hand in hand. We are kind of located in this bowl that is surrounded by mountains, and it creates pretty safe conditions when it comes to any type of climate changes or any type of events because of climate changes or just because of climate. For example, we do not have hurricanes. We are not on the coast. We are so far away from the coast. We are not affected by a hurricane. I know people in Charlotte, Raleigh area in eastern North Carolina are much more affected by hurricanes, although they might not have a hurricane go through their town, but they're gonna have a lot. They will be more impacted by a hurricane on the coast of North Carolina than we are. Surely, when there's a hurricane on the coast, we might have a lot of rain, we might have a lot of wind, and those can be damaging winds, but we do not have hurricanes. And also, we do not have flooding that comes with hurricanes that happen in Florida. Again, what to expect is you might get flooded. In fact, it does get flooded here, you know, at least I want to say once or twice a year. When there's a hurricane on the coast of North Carolina, we get a lot of rain dumped on us, and that flash flooding can be, you know, can be damaging to properties and private properties, personal properties. Roads can be covered with water. So it's important when you come here, look for a property that is not in flood zone. And your realtor should be able to guide you through that and mention that right away. Anyways, this is a pretty safe state when it comes to natural disasters compared to other states, in Florida in particular. You're not gonna have hurricanes, you're not gonna have flooding from all the hurricanes, but what you do have is very mild climate and very mild weather here in the mountains. Our mild climate here in the mountains allows you to garden and grow your own produce all year round. Now, you're not going to be able to grow your tomatoes all year round outside or cucumbers or any tender perennials, but you can grow some produce all year round here in the mountains. My parsley here never died in wintertime, and it's coming out. I have my raspberries, I have my blueberries, I have some flowers that are blooming in February and still blooming right now in the beginning of April, although they are winter flowers. So you can garden here all year round, and that's a great, you know, opportunity for those who do want to live off of their property, who do want to live off their land, and you can do it pretty much all year round. Reason number three is rising insurance cost. Unlike Florida, we have plenty of homeowners insurance companies that are here, that are still working, they're not leaving. So there's a lot more competition and they are not able to jack up their prices as much as they do in Florida. And I know, you know, in Florida, there's no income tax. We do have income tax here in North Carolina. It's about 4.75%. But the rising cost of insurance in Florida ultimately outweighs other benefits that they might have, the absence of state income tax, and ultimately the cost of living is higher or can be higher in Florida compared to Asheville, North Carolina. When you come to Asheville, North Carolina, here's what you can expect. Like I said, income tax is about 4.75% here in the state of North Carolina. Property taxes, if you live in city limits, in Asheville city limits, which are not big, they're actually pretty small, your income property income tax will be about 1%. If you live outside of Asheville city limits in Buncombe County, your property tax will be almost half. So it's going to be a lot less that you will pay in your property income tax if you live outside of Asheville city. Next reason is pollen. Surely not, but we do have a lot more pollen here in the Asheville area. So I encourage everyone to look before you come. If you never had allergies, seasonal allergies, you might get a seasonal allergy when you move to Asheville. I never had an allergy in my life. And then we moved to Asheville and I got hit so hard again. Ooh, my nose is itching. Everything is blooming. There's such a big variety of plants and trees and shrubs and flowers. You know, and the climate and weather are very supportive of that, of all the varieties. So it's like a perfect storm for those who suffer from seasonal allergies. Look into that. So if you live in Asheville and you moved to Asheville from Florida, what was your reason? What did I miss? What did I miss, and what do you disagree with? Maybe put it in the comments. I would love to hear your feedback and I would love to hear your thoughts. Next reason is nature and outdoors. Again, we have a huge variety of activities and things you can do as an outdoor enthusiast or somebody who just wants to be outdoors more, and not just more, but all year round. Again, summers are mild. You are still able to be outside, enjoy yourself, biking, hiking, kayaking, whitewater rafting. I mean, you name it, it's here. It's here in the mountains. We have rivers, we have lakes for all your lake activities, boating, jet skiing, water skiing, all kinds of stuff. It does not stop in summer just because it's hot, unlike Florida. And I know, you know, water sports are big in Florida. Of course, there's an ocean. But here, you know, again, we have our lakes and rivers and forests, national forests, state parks. There's a ton of things to do outside, and not just in summer. In the wintertime, it does not stop. Somebody asked me who was thinking about, or who, you know, they are thinking about moving to the area, if there's anything to do here in wintertime, because they thought and heard that winters are cold, much colder than in Florida. And I said, no, we do not stop hiking in winter. In fact, you know, we love it. It's still mild, you know, you're not snowed in, everything is still opened. You go on trails, you go hike, you go biking in wintertime. You carry on. Plus, we have a couple of ski resorts here in the area where you can go skiing or snowboarding. I know it's not gonna be as good as places out west in Colorado, Utah, you know, because here they have to make their snow. We do not have enough snow. I mean, we do have some, but not enough for those types of activities. But those are the choices. We have Cataluchi Ski Resort where we have our annual passes, not annual, seasonal passes for the family, and we go there once a week, twice a week in wintertime, and go snowboarding. That's what we do as a family. So again, it doesn't stop in wintertime. And of course, spring and fall, those are great times to be outside, do your outdoor activities. We are going camping here in Brevard, which is like, you know, it's gonna be 50 minutes from our house, but we're gonna go camping at Davidson River Campground. I booked that campground like a year ago because it goes out pretty quickly, apparently. And, you know, we love going camping here in Western North Carolina. It's just, it's beautiful. You're not dying from heat in summertime. It's comfortable. It's just perfect. It's perfect, perfect place for all kinds of, a bigger variety of outdoor activities. Another reason is that Asheville is pretty centrally located along the East Coast. So again, a lot of those halfbacks who might have lived up north all their life, then they moved to Florida, they moved all the way to Florida away from their family that they might have had or still have up north. And then when they move into Asheville, it's like midway, it's halfbacks, you know? So they're closer to the family. It's easier to either go down or go up than go up all the way from Florida. And Asheville in general has such a great location. We are an hour and a half of direct flights, several direct flights from the beach, from Florida, which is super convenient. Asheville Regional Airport keeps growing, keeps adding flights, so that's awesome. We are about it depends on how you drive, okay? hours away from North Carolina and South Carolina beaches. So that's pretty cool. If you want your beach, you just go there. It's super easy. We are 2 hours from Charlotte, North Carolina, big city in North Carolina, 4 hours from Raleigh. We are 3 hours from Atlanta. So it's a great location and great proximity to other big attractions, big cities, where, you know, it's bigger cities, it's more traffic, more people, they're more populated. Here in the mountains, we are not as congested, not as populated, although it is more populated than, you know, 20 years ago. And a lot of locals will complain about it. A lot of natives will complain about it. Of course, it's different. Of course, no denying. But the thing with Asheville is that it does not have ability to blow up like Austin, Texas did back in the day. Because our terrain, you cannot build any way you want. So we have, you know, our terrain kind of protecting us, and, you know, people start overflowing from Asheville, from Buncombe County, in all the surrounding counties, which is still very close to Asheville. You can be within 30 minutes to an hour to Asheville, and, you know, you're still going to be surrounded by all the nature, by all the outdoors, by all the mountains. You're still going to have pretty much the same climate and weather and all the resources that this region has to offer. Check out our Google reviews from people mostly like you who watched us on this channel, reached out to us, and now live happily ever after in the Asheville area.
Thank you for listening. Do not forget to hit the follow button and leave us a review to help this podcast grow. You can also watch the videos on my YouTube channel. The link to it will be in the description. Reach out if you need any kind of help relocating to the Asheville area. And I will talk to you next time.